Monica, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I take my 2 hours of Saturday listening to you as study time.
Okay, poor thing.
I take copious notes from what you have to say for us. I was wondering, you have recommendations for adult dosages for health maintenance, and I was wondering what your recommendations for children's and youth health maintenance would be.
Well, what are you talking? Which vitamin do you speak? Vitamin A, B, C?
Well, yeah, you were. I noticed that you said 50 KIU of vitamin A for adults, vitamin D3 for adults. But I'm wondering about children. We take fish oil. I have them take the you know, traditional vitamins. But I'm concerned about whether or not, especially vitamin A.
Okay. Well, give me some body weights, ma'am.
75 and about 105 for my youth.
Okay, thank you. First thing, when we take too much vitamin A, for us, that individual, we get a headache. The pressure inside the brain, and it gives us a headache. So you'll know right away if it's too much. Having said that, 75 to 105 pounds can easily do fine with 20,000 units of vitamin A a day.
20,000, okay, of vitamin A. Okay, what are your thoughts in this area for vitamin D3?
Well, in this area, ma'am, again, we got a body weight thing here, but we can also get a blood test to see if we've got enough. And there, I'd be going at 4,000. Now, here's why. There's a wonderful, and I'll be quick about this, but there's a wonderful Finnish study in which newborn infants were given 2,000 units a day of vitamin D, and none of them had a problem with it. So, anyway, we can go with 4,000 at those body weights.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions for fish oil, for daily recommendations for kids, for that weight, that body weight?
Yeah. If you've got the liquid, and get one that's a nice blackberry flavor or some kind of nice flavor the kids like, then I do a teaspoon a day, ma'am, a full teaspoon. And that's 5 capsules, and that's why I'd rather go with a teaspoon that's good, that tastes good, because it's a lot of capsules.
Okay, so, really? So 1 teaspoon, that's usually around in DHA, that's what, like 2 grams?
I'd have to read the label. It varies so much, ma'am. But it is equivalent to 1,000 milligrams in a DHA, in a fish oil capsule. So if you do a teaspoon, you're actually giving them 5 capsules, and that's a good amount.
Okay. Okay, and there's no problem with a good, of course, with caveat, a good quality fish oil. So,
there you go. And get a good flavored one, too, so they won't run away when they see you coming.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mine take the chewables, but it doesn't seem to be high enough dosages for them.
Yeah,
so,
well, a teaspoon will usually cover it, ma'am.
Okay. So any other daily maintenance vitamins that you would recommend for kids?
Of course, just the vitamin C, because we all have this genetic defect where we don't make enough vitamin C. So, yes.
Yeah, we do. Okay. So I just want to make sure I'm on the right tack. We take the A, D, E, and the C. So
there you go.
Okay. Terrific. I so appreciate your time. Thank you very much.